This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. Al Corlin will be with us in the second hour, taking on KER politics. I just want to direct all of our listeners who don't visit our website on a daily basis, please go to kereport.com on a somewhat regular basis. And this week was a perfect example of, even though the resource sector being still relatively slow, a number of interesting company updates and exclusive company interviews that I recorded. You can also click on the links below the weekend show posting to follow up with some of those company updates. And please keep in touch with me at Fleck at KEReport.com if you have any companies that you would like to see on the show or just at least have me look into. That being said, I am kicking off the show with Chris Martinson, co-founder, co-editor of PeakProsperity.com. And Chris, what I want to do is talk about uranium. I've been getting a number of emails addressing the uranium environment and a number of bullish emails saying maybe this is finally the time that uranium, all the cards are lining up for finally a breakout to the upside. I know we've been hearing this for the last, what, 3, 4, 5 years, but where do you stand? Do you think we finally are in a more bullish uranium environment?
Well, I do, and for a couple of reasons. The first is that China is bringing online just a huge passel of new reactors. They've been very, very clearly going after both alternative energy and nuclear power in large measure because they want to clean up their air over there as well as, you know, meet certain climate targets and things like that. So good news on the demand side. And the United States is not building all that many more reactors. We got a few going in. But the deal is that, you know, I don't know if you noticed this, but the United States has been kind of poking a few sharp sticks at Russia. And this is important because Russia had been engaged for a long time. It was known as the megatons to megawatts program, where they were decommissioning nuclear warheads, stripping out the highly enriched uranium, and then that was being sold to the United States, which was being refashioned into the 20% rods that were going back into the cores of our own reactors here. Turns out Russia's terminated that program. So that was actually a fairly large supply component for the United States nuclear industry. So overall, I like where we are on the supply side right now. And into the future, I can't see anything but more nukes being built.
Now, what about the U.S. environment where the U.S. has designated uranium as a critical metal? A lot of investors are saying we need more U.S. production. We need more U.S. companies in terms of uranium, which all the companies that were in uranium 4 or 5 years ago, majority of them are all gone right now.
True. The United States had a pretty aggressive uranium mining program a while back. We went through all of our high-grade ores. You know, it's a pretty typical mining story. I think there are still some ores in the United States. They're kind of the usual story, a little bit deeper, a little bit more dilute, you know, lower-grade ores and things like that. So it's not clear to me that the United States has the most cost-effective uranium ores left out there. It's pretty clear we don't, but we might still want to reactivate and go after those lower grade ores simply as a matter of national security. But even if we do, Corey, you have to understand that the United States just doesn't have the domestic uranium supplies we would need in order to run our industry for forever, let alone, you know, maybe even not that much longer.
So, Chris, do you see an investment here or an investment opportunity in terms of the expanding environment for uranium and maybe uranium stocks?
Well, I do. I actually think that I'm a big proponent of going into the nuclear space. That could include thorium as well. The United States isn't working on that technology, but India and China are. Uranium as well, possibly with different reactor designs. You know, so a lot of the pushback people have, because they're thinking of the old, you know, GE Mark V boiling water reactors, which Three Mile Island and also Fukushima are examples of. There are much better technologies out there right now that we could be using. And so I'm a big believer that, you know, if we want to use fewer fossil fuels, and we're going to have to anyway, because at some point in the future they begin to run out and or we may decide not to use them for other reasons. So I'm hugely bullish on the idea that we're going to be using nuclear technology. It's a very high net energy return on energy invested activity, and therefore it has a place in our future.
I'm getting the feeling, though, from you that you still think this is going to take some more time to develop.
Well, it will take a little bit more time. You know, there's nothing easy about either permitting or opening a uranium mine or building a new nuclear plant. And by the way, the way we're still building them is just extraordinarily expensive, you know, many, many, many billions of dollars, and usually cost overruns almost a factor of two beyond what was originally planned for whatever reason. So that's in the United States. But as I said, China is busy building, and I can only imagine that parts of the Middle East are going to start building these as well. Saudi Arabia on the table for these, for, you know, anything they can do to get off of burning oil for their energy. So I see it as having a future, but it's going to take time. And still there's some excitement here now in the overall supply demand balance today.
Yes, there is, and this time I think a bit more of that excitement is coming from the supply side of things, because the demand side, we keep on hearing about all these new reactors that are potentially going to be operating and starting up, and how much demand that'll cause for uranium. It's been slow on that front, so maybe the supply side of the equation can actually drive prices higher. Let's jump to another, not really correlated sector at all, but one that is of interest to me right now, and that is what's going on in the cryptocurrency market, especially in terms of Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been in, a relative free fall ever since the high that it hit back in December of last year. Now it's threatening to break that 6,000 level. How important do you think this overall sector is and the fall in Bitcoin is?
Well, I was on record a long time ago saying that I think that many of the cryptocurrencies, including some that are still very popular, really honestly should have a value of zero. Bitcoin isn't among those, but there's clearly still a lot of money, you know, the market cap for some of these, clearly worthless in my mind, worthless, cryptocurrency assets is still in the many billions and billions of dollars. So that's the essence of a bubble. Clearly we had a bubble going on. Look, Bitcoin has really wrung out investors many times in the past. It's done, you know, pretty horrendous 50, 60, 70, 80% drawdowns multiple times. We're in the middle of one of those right now. And so the only thing that keeps me really concerned, although there was some news this week that said maybe it's not as much of a concern as I thought, but I've been very concerned about Tether and the possibility of fraud existing in there in that whole story. So apparently, you know, it wasn't a full audit, but there was a firm that came out that said, yeah, that money that they say they have in bank accounts actually exists. So I don't have full belief faith in that, but it feels better than it did a couple of weeks ago.
Now, what about the overall environment where I feel like cryptocurrencies have established themselves as an alternative speculative market where people around the world with a cell phone can trade, speculate 24 hours a day, 365 days a year?
Well, as a speculative vehicle, I think that there's a role. You might have a portion of your portfolio, 5%, I don't know, dedicated to certain speculations. That's fine. And this is an area which is clearly developing very, very rapidly. There's clearly a very strong use case to be made and a value proposition for these currencies and for the technologies. The part that I've always been suspicious of is that once they are fully vetted and approved, I'm convinced that there will be a Fed coin or a U.S. Treasury coin or its equivalent. And if there's one thing the government hates, it's competition.
Hey, Chris. Great chatting with you. Thanks for providing us with a short update on uranium and Bitcoin. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Corey. You too.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we are getting an update from Falco Resources. I haven't been able to touch base with Falco over the last, I guess, couple months because they were putting together some fairly significant news that hit the markets earlier this week. I do have on the line with me the CFO, Vincent Metcalf. Just as a quick note, Falco is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FPC and on the OTC market under the symbol FPRGF. First comment, though, Vince, is I want to talk about the overall market, what you're seeing from a corporate side, especially considering Falco being a more development stage company while also having some exploration, but having a lot of funds in your stock. What are some of the comments that you can make on the overall market that we're seeing for precious metal stocks?
Yeah, so I think in general, there's been a dramatic shift in the last 6-7 years, I want to say, since 2010, in the precious market in general. We've seen the assets under management by active precious metal funds decline materially since, and those active funds continue to face redemptions as most of the fund flows trend to shift to the passive investing, which is tough for the junior market, because what that means is a lot of these passive funds, just because of how they're set up, can't necessarily own junior market companies just because of the lack of liquidity in some of them, in some of the juniors. They normally have restrictions on how big or how small the positions can be, so they'll have, you know, minimum 25, $50 million positions, which means for, you know, a stock that's got a $200 million market cap is could be a quarter of the size. So those funds cannot essentially own junior stocks. And what happens when you see a compression in the market, well, a lot of those stocks that were somewhere around 500 or, you know, billion dollars in market capitalization and all of a sudden end up being around 200 of market cap, they get sold automatically just because of the restrictions these funds have. So, and given that, as I said earlier on, the active funds have had essentially zero inflows of money since the last 6-7 years, they're not on the other end picking up those shares. So what that's done, there's been a dramatic shift in the junior market, and unfortunately the junior market and the junior explorers and developers have been hit the hardest. So there's definitely a lot of changes to happen, but at the same time, I think it does create opportunities on the buying side, you know, for the retail investor and for even some of the active funds that are still around. And what we have to remember is that mining is a cyclical business. So we've had some pretty good highs in, you know, the late 2000s and, you know, at one point earlier on in 2010 to 2013. But since, it's been a pretty tough market. So we've had some glimpse of hopes over the last couple of years, but we're definitely at the bottom at the moment. And right now there's a lack of interest for precious metals. We've seen obviously cannabis and cryptocurrencies take some of that interest away from our sector. But at the same time, you know, we've seen some of those sectors get pummeled as well lately. So I think we're definitely nearing a bottom. Are we at the bottom? Not sure. But there's definitely a lot of things that are changing in the mining sector, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is always tough, and one could say impossible, to actually pick the bottom, but it's one of those scenarios that a stock like Falco, where you do have nice support typically from the fund, sometimes these funds are just forced to sell, and that puts a pressure on the stock. But one thing that you can be assured of is that those funds are still watching this company, and that's because I think you are still continuing to progress with the development and some exploration. Let's get an update on the development. What is going on? How is everything going with development at the Horne 5 project?
Yeah, no, so I think, you know, we had to curtail our plan this year because originally, at the beginning of the year, we wanted to hopefully spend about $100 million in CapEx in 2018. Obviously, given the current market, we had to kind of curtail our plans a bit. But we're almost done relocating the school that we had to move to essentially make place for the new hoist facilities and so on. So that was a relocation program that was about $22.5 million, which by September will have be fully completed. The environmental impact assessment was also deposited with the government earlier this year, and we hope that the government will be publishing that report within the next month. So those are pretty important milestones for us. And what that means is the permitting process will essentially be initiated once the EIA is published. So that would, you know, be right on schedule with what we had hoped. That would bring us to getting a full permit by June, July of 2019. So, you know, once they deposit the EIA, we start with the public audiences, with the consultations and so on. So it's, you know, things are advancing very well. So from a development point of view, obviously, if we had more cash, we'd do more. But things are going ahead quite nicely.
Okay, so I find that interesting that you have had to curtail some spending, but you're saying that permit-wise, everything still should be, for the most part, on schedule. Does that mean that you can ramp up some spending and bring even more of the development side back to maybe what the original plan was?
Yeah, well, with what we announced on Monday with the $180 million stream agreement that we did with the Cisco, there's a few milestone payments. So essentially, we're getting $25 million on close, which is going to get reduced by the $10 million loan we had with Cisco. But then we have a few other milestones. So once we get the agreements from our third party neighbor that owns a smelter on top of the deposit, once we get their approvals to start dewatering and to start some of the development, we'll get another $20 million. And then once we get the permit next year in July, we get another $35 million. So, you know, it's pretty important for Falco to really focus on those two issues. And one is getting the agreements from our neighbor and then getting the permit from the government, because that brings in an automatic $55 million to keep the projects moving. So those are very important milestones. And then the next payment of $60 million will be upon construction decision and essentially start of construction. So it's, you know, we have some ways to move the project along. We just have some milestones to hit. And I think that's what's great about the deal that we did with the Cisco, is that it's well structured in the sense that as we move the project forward and de-risk it, we have some inflows of money that get injected into the company.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but Vince and I did continue our conversation talking still more about the ongoing development process and some of the changes that have been made, as well as the exploration going on at the Donalda project, hopefully trying to find some more resources there, but assays have been slow to be released. If you want to hear the full interview, please visit kereport.com, click on the Hour 1 Weekend Show posting, and listen to Segment 2. I'm going to be right back chatting with Dana Lyons, talking more about the broad markets and some of the nuances that he is seeing inside.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. I hope everybody enjoyed that company update that we got in the last segment. We're going to have another company update in the final segment. But in between, we're going to look a little bit more at what's going on in the U.S. equity markets. I am chatting with Dana Lyons. He is a fund manager based out of Chicago and a regular guest on our show. Dana, what I like to recap with you is some of your recent articles on your website that outline maybe what's going on behind the scenes. And the first one we're going to talk about is the move by active managers to go all in. I find this very interesting because we're not seeing a broad recovery in the U.S. equity markets. We're just seeing very limited, let's say, focused on the tech sector and in small caps, those groups running higher. What do you think that has to say about the aspect of active managers moving all in and these select areas moving higher?
Right. It's an interesting comment probably on maybe the acumen of these active managers. I will say, full disclosure right off the bat, this organization that covers this, exposure survey, it's called NAIM. It stands for the National Association of Active Investment Managers. It used to be called by the acronym SAFETY. And I know that because my father was one of the charter members of this group about 30 years ago. So it's a group of managers and registered investment advisors like ourselves who basically employ an active, some sort of risk, active risk overlay on their portfolio, either by tactically moving money around to relative strength areas or tactically moving in and out of the market as risk would dictate. So if in bad markets, they try to get out and avoid losses and obviously go the other way, get heavily invested during good markets, or at least attempt to. So I would say just being a member of that organization for a couple of decades now, I hold a lot of these managers in high regard. So there are a lot of sharp guys and gals in this group. So that said, anytime you have, you know, a consensus of opinion in any group, no matter how sharp or not so sharp, amateur or professional, you always get fearful that, you know, maybe it's gone too far, maybe the sentiment has gone too far. The interesting thing about this case, as you mentioned, is that you don't have the broad popular averages, the Dow, the S&P soaring to new highs. It's mostly concentrated, like you said, in the small caps, in various areas in technology moving to new highs. So it was a little surprising to me to see that the latest reading in this survey did indicate the third highest rating of average equity exposure going back in the history of the survey back to 2006. So one thing it indicates is that these guys and gals, these managers, are pretty sharp in the fact that they're recognizing those areas that are working and they're getting involved in those areas. So they're not just staring blindly at the Dow and adjusting their portfolio by whatever's happening in a group of 30 stocks. They're seeing that there are areas of the market out there that are doing well, that are affording opportunities, and they are jumping aboard there. On the other hand, like I said, anytime you see a consensus of opinion, in this case, the average equity exposure came in at about 104%, which means on average, these managers are leveraged. They're over 100, over fully invested in the market. So anytime you have that, it gives you a little bit of pause to consider the fact that maybe bullishness has gone a little too far. But on the other hand, if you look at the track record, I think this is the 12th time in those 12 years when average exposure has moved above 100%. And if you look at the track record, it's not that disastrous. You know, over the subsequent couple of weeks, you know, it's a toss-up, 50-50. If you go look out further, 3 months later, for example, 10 of the 11 prior times, the market, the S&P 500, was higher. And if you go out 6 months, all 11 previous times saw the S&P 500 higher. So it has not been a death knell for the market by any stretch of the imagination. So yes, we'd rather see some caution among most areas of most investment communities, but in this case, I think the acumen of this particular group would counter that that caution that normally comes from an overly bullish survey. So that's a long-winded answer, but that's basically the long and short of it.
No, you covered some good points there, Dana, and one of the ones that I was going to focus on here is the historical performance. Now, it is, I think, noteworthy that the other times when these active managers have had either 100% or slightly above 100% exposure, they have come since 2007, 2013, and then in the last couple years. So the markets have continued to do well, but you look at that six-month and one-year average return, and the market's 100% and 90% of the time have been up in that period of time. So that's pretty noteworthy. But what does it mean to you that these active managers are being so selective in these sectors? Does that mean that there could be a rotation of funds happening? Or does it mean that maybe active management is becoming more popular for actually moving markets?
Well, I think you have to probably separate this group, this active management group, from the broad category of active management in general, because I know, as we've seen, passive management has just destroyed active management over the last decade or so. I don't necessarily think it's a comment on the broad category of active management. I think this is more of a strategic or more of a tactical differentiator among this particular group, that they are noticing, you know, those few select areas of the market and really concentrating their investments in those select areas, which is actually a strategy that we tend to employ rather than, you know, diversifying among all areas of the market. Some are acting well, some are not. We try to concentrate our investments in those areas that are, you know, outperforming. And I think that is by and large what most of these managers are attempting to do. And that would, and the latest reading of the survey would suggest that, because again, just based on the popular averages, you look at the Dow and the S&P, you would not necessarily totally think that the survey, the average manager would be leveraged at this point, but that is indeed the case. So I think they are, you know, probably identifying those areas that are continuing to work and are moving to new highs, like again, technology, small caps, and some of those areas.
So, Dana, summarize maybe your outlook for this summer and moving into more the end of the year in terms of the markets or in terms of other sectors that you think are noteworthy. Is there a chance that maybe we kind of grind sideways, or is there going to be a move in one direction that you think is fairly likely?
Well, we don't like to forecast. What we like to do is position ourselves in what is happening now. So what is happening now, and given the what we know about momentum, is that it tends to persist. So what is happening now will, in all likelihood continue. The odds are not that it's going to turn around immediately. So what is happening now will likely, it's more likely than not that it's going to continue. So that, if you want to call that forecasting, fine. But right now what we're seeing is small caps leading the way, various areas of technology moving higher, biotechs breaking out, internet stocks moving higher, and that type of thing, those areas of the market leading the way. So we are concentrated there in terms of our long portion of our portfolio. We're also seeing weakness internationally.
All right, there you have it, a nice summary from Dana Lyons. Dana, it's a pleasure to have you on the show on a regular basis. I appreciate your time this weekend, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Corey. You too, bud.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we are going to get an update from Revival Gold and an update from the site visit that I was on, where I got to visit the Bear Track property in Idaho with the president and CEO, who I have on the line with me, Hugh Agro, as well as a number of different analysts that I had a long chat with throughout that whole visit. First of all, Revival is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RVG and on the OTCQB under the symbol RVLGF. Hugh, what I first want to comment on is how impressed I was with the overall site and your overall team. One thing that I really took away is how really up-to-date this project is with infrastructure on-site, as well as Yamana also working on this site, reclaiming the mine, which I think speaks to the ability that you had to get this deal done on what is or should be considered a fairly advanced project. Can you take us through the balance between Yamana on-site doing some reclamation work, you guys exploring, and that overall deal that you were able to hash out with Yamana?
No better way to get a feel for things than to be having your feet on the ground, Corey. So really happy that you made it out to the project and got a chance to mingle with the analysts and get their take on things. We do have a pretty special situation at Bear Track, and it's underpinned by a pretty special deal. And the way it works is basically we earn in, Revival Gold earns into the exploration potential on the project, while Yamana Gold earns out of the obligations to close the historic activities on site. And it's a win-win, really, for Yamana and Revival, and it's, I think, a relatively unique sort of structure. But the bottom line for our investors is that we've got an asymmetric risk-reward opportunity. Lots of upside and very little downside in the structure as the deal is set up.
Now, one question that I know some people have is, why isn't Yamana in the project doing their exploration? They're clearly spending money to reclaim the mine, but they're not there exploring. They're letting you guys take control of this. Where's the balance?
Having been in the shoes of the corporate development team and the executive team at Yamana in the past, my past lies with Placer Dome and with Kinross, I can tell you that you can't be in all places at all time. And Yamana is particularly stretched with their projects in Quebec and down in South America. And I think for them, the prospect of spending $5-10 million a year on exploration really just was a stretch too far. And the operation, as your listeners know, was shut in 2000 originally, and so there was no momentum there to do much with it. Yamana took advantage of the arrangement with us to cut some of their corporate costs elsewhere in the United States, and in fact have exited the United States. So really, it was just a coincidence of great timing that, you know, we'd assembled the neighboring land position, and then we're in a position to go to Yamana and say, look, we've got this super team here. We can take the asset off your hands. We can deliver back to you some upside in the future, which will be contingent on our success. And they were happy to take that arrangement with us. And I think it's a win-win. But bottom line, Yamana's out of the United States, not able to allocate spending to the project where they've got other things to do in the regions of the world where they're active. And we took advantage of that opportunity to put together an asymmetric sort of arrangement with them, with lots of upside, and you know, Brownfields camp, all the remaining infrastructure that will be of use to us as we take the 2 million ounces forward and build on that to build up a plan for a potential restart.
So one of the unique aspects of the deal, too, is that Yamana is still going to be working on reclaiming the mine, but you still have some time to continue to spend some money. You do have some work commitments in place for the next 3 years, I believe, but you still have about a 6-year runtime before the final decision has to be made if you are going ahead with this project. Can you recap this overall agreement for some of our listeners?
We earn into the project by putting $10 million into the ground over the 4 years of the earn-in, and we deliver 1 million shares a year to Yamana, so it works out to a total of just under 10% of the company. And then on the Yamana side, they're responsible for the main capital item remaining in closure of the former heap leach operation, which is essentially to put a impermeable liner over the old heap leach pad. So that work is in process. That's a capital item that Yamana bears. And Yamana also bears the costs of keeping the site going and water treatment and those sorts of expenditures over the first couple of years of the agreement. We pick up the cost of looking after the site in the second couple of years of the earn-in agreement. But at the end of 4 years, you know, we'll fully expect to have found a deposit of merit and of scale that would warrant our taking it forward. And as you point out, we actually don't pay Yamana any dollars in substance until year 7 of the agreement, so 6 years from now, and we pay the greater of either $6 an ounce of resource or $15 an ounce of reserve. So it's, as I was saying earlier, very low risk on the downside for us, and yet on the upside, very, very constructive. And we only pay for success, and we only pay once we've had ample time to take this project through exploration and hopefully into production.
Now, in terms of the exploration, just this week you announced that a second rig has hit the Bear Track project. Take us through the ongoing drilling that is underway and the goals behind this drilling.
First goal is to extend the known resource that we put out at the end of May. And then the second goal is to pursue new target areas. We have three areas that we're focused on: south of the North Pit, south of the South Pit, and then thirdly, the Joss area. We have 8,000 meters planned. The two rigs that we have on site now are underway, and you saw those when you were we were visiting last week, and they are making good progress, and we expect to be completed that 8,000 meter drill program by middle of the fourth quarter this year.
Okay, so the other aspect of the company that I know we paid some attention to was this balance between some of the oxide material that is still left over and the sulfide material. This is the material that's a bit deeper down. You are currently drilling into it, still hitting some good grades, but the question really is, what type of recoveries are you going to be getting? What type of operation will you need to be running to mine this actual material? What we're first going to find out is from metallurgical testing. Can you take us through what's important here in terms of why do the met testing and what you're hoping to prove out?
So the resource that we came out to, the 2 million ounces, included about 300,000 ounces of heap leachable material. The balance is material that would require milling, and as you say, it's as you point out, it's sulfide and transition material. The resource is, of course, pit constrained, as is required under the 43-101 regulations, which means we've applied basic economics to the project and come up with processing and mining costs which are appropriate for the situation. Those processing and mining costs are based on our current work and also the MET testing that was done back 30 years ago. And so we think there's opportunity to actually improve on what we did in terms of cost structure for the purposes of that resource we've just put out. And as you've alluded to, we've got metallurgical testing, modern metallurgical testing underway. We've got six composite samples in with SGS Labs in Vancouver. Takes a long time for them to run the battery of tests that they will be running, but under the direction of our metallurgical advisor, we are undertaking tests to look for the prospects and possibilities around doing an ultra-fine grind of the concentrates to liberate gold without the requirement for an oxidization process in the mill. This is something that's a potential upside for us. We don't know how that's going to come out, but we're certainly encouraged by the possibility of that improvement for metallurgical recovery. In terms of the rest of the objectives this year, I mean, really, it's about building scale. A mill operation will require scale. That's why we're approaching this as a two-phased strategy. First phase, build out the heap leach potential. Second phase, build out the mill potential.
All right, Hugh, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I do appreciate that update. In the meantime, I do appreciate everybody tuning in to the first hour. The second hour, I'm going to turn it over to Al for KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.